This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No comp for Ja Morant. He is a lightning bolt. The comp, not to humans. They go to physical forces.
Morant into the front court. Oh. Behind the back dribble. Drop for Jackson. Oh! A left-handed hammer on Ja Morant.
Natural phenomena.
The Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. This is 92.9 FM. ESPN. All the names, all the games. Memphis's sports station.
Hey, everybody. What's the best new thing to kick off 2020? A new all-star Chevrolet. You cannot believe all the zero finance deals and cash back on the new 2019s and new 2020s. 0 for 72 on most new all-star Chevy Silverados, 2019 or 2020s. Plus, you get thousands off MSRP in bonus earnings when you finance with GM. Every Silverado truck you're looking for is at All-Star Chevrolet right now. So if you're ready to kick off 2020 in your new Chevy, head to Olive Branch this week. Not the Pike, not South Haven, not Mount Moriah or Collierville. It's got to be Olive Branch, people. And everybody at All-Star Chevrolet in Olive Branch has one job: to make sure you get a better deal that's more fun and enjoyable and in record time. And be sure to ask about all the deals on the new Blazers and Traverses. So find new roads to All-Star Chevrolet in Olive Branch today or check out allstarautogroup.com.
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's new money in the new year. Every hour from 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. at the top of the hour.
How do you pay, man? If you don't write checks, how do you pay these guys?
Straight cash, homie.
Win a G. $1,000 in straight cash, homie. Money, money in 2020.
More money, more money, more money.
And right now, get a G.
Code word is NEAT. This is the final day to win $1,000 an hour. This hour's code word is NEAT, N-E-A-T. Text the word NEAT, N-E-A-T, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Have up until 12 noon to grab your cell phone and text the word NEAT, N-E-A-T, to 72881. You can win $1,000. We gave away $1,000 actually on Monday. So if you want to be the latest one, text NEAT to 72881. And don't forget, if you miss an hour's word, just go back on that radio.com app and use the rewind feature. You can go back and try to find that hour's word. Next word's coming up at 12 noon.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're happy.
It's Jason and John on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Hey, who that, man, this what you been waiting for? I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, because now I'm getting hot enough to we want to stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated. That mean my table turned. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clientele, the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back.
All right, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome to your weekend. We made it. It's Friday. And amazingly, after 3 months, the last day of January. It's the last day of January for this year.
We're here. I just put together our February campaign.
I've heard them. I laugh on the way in because I happen to hear the one about me, which is, what is it? I have fun hair.
Let's just get a little.
I have fun hair.
Let's a sample of it.
Okay, let's hear it.
Sure. Memphians love John Martin for his snark, fun hair, and because he's Patty Pump.
Patty Pump and the Kango Kid.
But you can always love up John on sports. Weekdays, the Jason and John Show, feeling the love.
I love
from
it.
11 a.m. till 2 p.m.
Yeah.
Feeling the love. That's the campaign.
Yeah, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of the Valentine's Day promos, man. Good job. Good job. I mean, that is the work of the number one program director, God. Ladies and gentlemen.
Get out of here.
In mid-market now. Not major market. In mid-market. That was voted today by a Barrett Sports Media. Congratulations to you, Brad.
Appreciate
number
that.
One. Give
Thank
a speech,
you.
Please.
Listen, I can't give a speech on that.
Oh, this is terrible. This you had all morning to plan for this.
I didn't know
you
this
knew
was
going to come
the deal.
Up.
The reason why I get to do this job is because you're here.
Oh,
and because
my gosh.
We have guys like Jason here, and we have Jeff Calkins, and we have Jeffrey, and we have Mark, and we have Gary in the afternoon, and we have the best radio station in the world.
Well, I won't argue with that. Congratulations, man.
Thanks, I appreciate it. No, it was
well
they put these surveys together. I don't know if people read them or not. It's kind of an inside deal, but listen,
right.
When it comes contract negotiation time, we try to bring up this stuff.
Love
you know?
It, man. Love yeah, the timing so. Was a little off for us, but that's okay.
It's
that's all right.
Right.
We'll bring
no,
it
congratulations
up next time.
To y'all too. One of the top 20 show in the country.
Yes.
Pretty good.
Unlike the Tigers, we are still ranked, so we will take it every day.
And actually, we're more optimistic about your show than we are about the Tigers at this point.
There's no doubt. So anyway, as you guys
self-serving plug for the day.
As you guys can tell, it's just me today. Jason was so distraught over Ja Morant not making the All-Star game that he needed a mental health day.
He did.
So we have allowed him to I think you get two of those a year now in this climate. So
absolutely.
I'm here solo dolo. It is time for this dove to fly. So I will be doing that all day here on the show. Got my guy Brad Hartz with me. We had a lot to get to on the show today. It's a massive sports week, and there's a game on Sunday. Not sure if you guys are familiar. It's called the Super Bowl. But before that, you got Grizz Pelicans tonight, which you can hear pregame 6:30 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. That's a huge game in a number of ways. We'll get into that. Tigers hosting UConn tomorrow. Every game they play is massive because they can't – they just – The margin, it's razor thin at this point, especially when they're at home. You know, I mean, you have to win the games at home against these quad two teams. You just can't afford, you know, I was talking to a national college basketball writer about this, you know, yesterday. The bubble is so bad this year, which is, I think, by proxy, the reason why Memphis is in most mock brackets still in.
Yeah.
But you can't always be in if you're, you know, taking home losses to quad two teams. That's just the way it goes.
I heard Gary talk about what you just said yesterday on his afternoon show, and he brought up the point, the bubble is, there's a bunch of bad teams this year, so but you're, of course Memphis is in. It kind of, when I listened, synthesizing what he said, it sounded like, well, of course Memphis is still in.
Right.
Like, they could, and it almost sounded like, well, sure, they could even lose in more another game or two. That's kind of how I heard it.
I think if they lose tomorrow against UConn, who's right now, I think, in the
they're
80s in the net rankings.
Like, that's
I mean,
a decent UConn team, right? They could beat them.
I mean,
they could beat Memphis.
It's like losing SMU at home. I mean, it's that kind of loss. It would not be looked at positively by the committee. So anyway, we'll get into that. And then Super Bowl 54, obviously, this Sunday at 11:25. Aki Collins is going to join us. He joins us every single Friday. Obviously, former University of Memphis basketball assistant coach, NBA scout. We will talk to him about Memphis, about Zion Williamson. You know, he was with Russell Westbrook there in Oklahoma City. So we will get into all of that with Aki Collins at 11:25. 12:25, Sean Salisbury is going to join us. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
He's down there in Miami for the Super Bowl. So we will talk
to
Sean.
Are you sad you're not in Miami?
I'm pretty much always sad I'm not in Miami. Like that doesn't just pertain to this weekend. But, yeah, Sean Salisbury is in Miami, so we will talk to him at 12:25. 1 o'clock, Jason Smith is going to get himself together long enough to join us here on the show. We have to talk
What time?
Him.
1 o'clock?
That's going to be at 1 o'clock. He'll join us.
Look at that.
And then at 1:25.
A surprise.
Yeah, we're very blessed to have Jason on the show. And then at 1:25, we're going to be joined by Ryan McDonough, radio.com, NBA insider. We will talk to him about what the Grizzlies are doing, Ja Morant, you know, what you do with Dylan Brooks, who obviously is going to be up for a big deal. Is it just one of those things where whatever the number is, you match it? You know, he was a former general manager of the Phoenix Suns, so he knows this stuff better than most. So we will talk to him about all of that at 1:25 or so. So that is the show today. Looking forward to it. We got a few things to touch on here to start the show. The All-Star reserves were announced yesterday. Now, I don't know. I don't know if there were a ton of people huddled around their televisions in Memphis. As you know, rookies typically, historically, do not make the All-Star game. I believe the last quote-unquote rookie to make the All-Star game was Blake Griffin back in 2010, and he wasn't actually a rookie. He was a second-year guy.
Right, because of the injury.
Yeah, he missed his real rookie year with the knee injury. That was the last guy to do it, and again, he wasn't a real rookie. I kind of had a feeling. I honestly, like, I stopped being emotionally invested in it once I read Mike Malone's comments earlier this week.
I saw that.
He's the coach of the Denver. You got to remember that the coaches vote on this stuff, right? The coaches are the ones who vote on this.
Do you think it was more of a non-vote because we're not letting the rook in type deal, or do you think he just doesn't deserve?
Ja, absolutely. Like, if you just strip the politics away, if you strip away the politics of rookie having paid his dues, earned whatever, Ja Morant is a fourth quarter killer. His team is winning.
Yeah.
His team is so far ahead of schedule. But almost, I mean, if you look at sort of the, and I will give Peter Calkins full, I mean, Peter Calkins
shouts to
is
Peter
who
Calkins.
I'm giving credit to here.
He just got voted the number one analyst in sports radio today. I don't know if you heard about him.
He's deserving.
Shouts to Peter.
He pointed out on Jeff Calkins' show yesterday that there are three players in the NBA who are in the top 10 in the fourth quarter of scoring and assists.
Mm-hmm.
Those players are LeBron James, Trae Young, Ja Morant. So when the Grizzlies win close games, it's because of Ja Morant. So this is not about case. This is about the fact that Ja Morant just so happens to be a rookie. So I absolutely believe that Ja Morant had a case. But don't take my word for it. Take Shaquille O'Neal's word for it, because he thinks he had a case as well.
I like the list. However, I would also reward it Ja Morant. Youngster, they're in the eighth spot. We want to talk about winning. They are in playoff contention. Has a lot of style, a lot of charisma. I like his game. I would have rewarded that young fella. Because remember, in high school and college, nobody really knew about him. Showed us what he did in the NC2A and has not let us down this year. So,
Listen, if I was going to take issue with, Chris Paul has had a great year for Oklahoma City. Devin Booker is a guy who I would have certainly brought up. But if I'm just talking about it in terms of guys who made the All-Star game. Chris Paul made it. If I was gonna take issue with somebody who made it, it would be Russell Westbrook. Because if you sort of dive into numbers with him, they have the 19th best offense due to the Houston Rockets when he is on the court. Okay.
Okay.
When he is off the court, they are number one. Are the Rockets?
They're better without efficiency. You.
Yes, they are just better. They are better offensively. Yeah. And he's, by the way, 405th. In the NBA. I didn't even realize there were 405 players in the NBA, but apparently there are. And Westbrook is 405th in defensive real plus
and
minus.
Conversely, Ja doesn't need to take over a game scoring-wise or do some of those demonstrative things that, let's face it, that's what Russell Westbrook sort of tries to do, impose himself on games. Like, Ja can blend into the wallpaper and be really a part of a game, even minus the fourth quarter. Like, he's passing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... That's what's been so impressive about him. It's not a takeover system.
Well, and I mean, there's just nothing about Russell Westbrook's resume right now that suggests he should be an all-star on merit.
No.
I mean, he's shooting 23% from three.
Shot jacker.
His team is better when he's not playing. It just doesn't really make a whole. I mean, it does make sense based on the fact that he's Russell Westbrook and he's that brand. And I think coaches, they're creatures of habit, right? They're just used to Russell Westbrook being in the All-Star game, so he's got to get voted in the All-Star game by coaches. But I don't really believe that he deserves it this year. And we'll talk to Ryan McDonough about that at 125, get his thoughts on that. But no Ja Morant in this year's All-Star game. Here's the good news. He's going to make the All-Star game a lot in his career. He is going to make 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. He is going to be a mainstay in this game. Unfortunately, it's not going to happen this year, only because he's a rookie.
We do have breaking news, which is powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the midsize Metros from Mercedes-Benz Vans. They just announced the Rising Stars.
Yes.
I hope I'm not interjecting quickly with this. Because
I knew this was coming, yeah.
But this was happening at 11 o'clock Central, so Shams and a bunch of dudes are tweeting this out. And we have some folks in it. Ja made it. Jaren made it. And I don't see. Oh, look at there. Brandon Clark. Brandon Clark is in there.
I think Jason is now on his way, actually.
He's coming back.
He's going to do the show today now as a result of the announcement there. So congratulations to all three.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Hey. saying. That's a statement. We got three dudes Stars game.
It certainly
basically the Grizzlies.
It speaks to what the Grizzlies have done.
Sure.
I mean, it's validation for the front office that they've already. I mean, this was. You know, I don't think anybody anticipated that this was going to be this brief a rebuild. Okay?
No.
Like, it's not even like a. I feel a little, intellectually dishonest by calling it a rebuild because it's not really.
Yes.
It's just more of a retooling. And now you're in the playoffs again, you know? So they've been
so good, they're not able to tank anymore.
They're not. They don't have to. I mean, they're winning games with their roster, you know? And so it's certainly redemption. And by the way, like, that's good news for Grizzlies fans because even though John Morant's not in the dunk contest, even though John Morant's not in the All-Star game, it will still very much feel like the Grizzlies are a part of All-Star weekend.
Oh yeah!
So now you have a massive reason to watch. You have a massive reason to watch this weekend. So good news for the Grizz. Got to touch on these suspensions too. I think we talked about this yesterday. I think everybody kind of knew the score. When you leave the bench, you're going to get. You're going to get a suspension.
Yeah.
You're going to get suspended, and that's what happened for Jaren Jackson Jr. and Marco Guderich. They both got one-game suspensions, $25,000 fines as well. And that's unfortunate because this is a big game tonight. And again, it's one of 82 in the NBA season, but, you know, this is a big game in terms of playoff implications, in terms of, you know, the future of these two teams and sort of where they're going. You'd like to have Jaren Jackson in this game. I mean, you just like to have him, and you're not going to have him. And you're trying to sort of stay afloat, and the Pelicans are a team they're trying to make a run, you know. So you'd like to have all your horses. You're not going to have them because of the clearing of the bench. But at any rate, you know, this is a game I'm so excited about. Not just tonight. It's the first meeting between Zion and Ja. On an NBA court. Obviously, I mean, if you know anything about their history, they kind of grew up together. They played together. Yeah, they were on the same AAU team. You know, I am hopeful about what this game sort of represents, which is just, we talked about this last week, maybe Zion Williamson and Ja Morant being, you know, the next Kobe and LeBron, yeah. right? The next sort of great, you know, I don't know if you want to use the word rivalry, but something along those lines, you know? I mean, just something where every time they meet up, you know, it's going to be a competitive game, a good game. And again, the Pelicans are a team, you know, they're fighting for the playoffs. I mean, they're 10 games under 500 right now. You know, I you're in the same division, and so like I said, I'm very hopeful, Brad, that this can blossom into that. You know, that this can blossom into, I don't think anything will ever quite match the energy and the intensity, right, of Clippers Grizzlies. I mean, that to me is the one thing right now that the NBA is totally lacking. It's probably too friendly between Zion and Ja.
I kind of liked the Knicks thing the other night because of that. And I think that's why it was so weird for Grizzlies fans, because it was like a window into something we haven't seen at all, which is, not fisticuffs, but it was certainly weird. And that's why it's weird that we got Jaren stepping five steps out. I realize that's a rule, but it's different than the Clippers thing, where the Grizzlies Clippers thing, that was like true hatred.
Oh, no,
like,
I mean,
you can't get dinner reservations type hatred.
I mean, no, it's true. I'm trying to think of Celtics Lakers was along those lines back in the day. Like,
truly,
there was like a true
visceral
vitriol.
Reactions.
Yeah. And that's, you know, after Blake Griffin and Chris Paul and even like, you know, friggin' Reggie Evans, right, for the Clippers, like, everybody was on the table.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, when it came to who people in Memphis hated, and vice versa. Like,
so much.
I mean, you had, dude, it was such an intense rivalry that Calkins and Ralph Lawler were going
at back and forth.
And T.J. Simers.
I remember the Simers thing.
The media was in this, okay? The media was invested in this rivalry. And so I don't think Pelicans and Grizzlies will ever get to that level.
Yeah.
Because I said, I think Zion and Ja just are too friendly. But, you know, if you think about, you know, the future of the NBA, and you think about the Southwest Division, which the Grizzlies are in, you got Ja Morant in Memphis.
Yeah.
You got Zion Williamson, and you just hope that he stays healthy. Because clearly, I mean, what you're seeing is they are being so cautious with him. They are being so, careful with his minutes, and to the point to where it's just like, look, man, like Alvin Gentry is just throwing his hands up. It's like he, whatever the medical team says, like he can't.
You can visibly see he's frustrated.
Oh, and it is frustrating because okay, on one hand, I have a generational superstar, incomparable. Nobody can guard this guy.
But at the same time, I have to understand, per my organization, that this is a 10 to 12 to 14 to 16 year investment, right? And I have to sort of balance these two things. As a coach, that's difficult.
Well, like conversely, Taylor Jenkins has got a fourth quarter closer who's a rookie who he gets to use at will.
No doubt.
Like you're taking a gun out of the dude's hand.
But Ja, fortunately, is 160 pounds and not 300.
This is true. He's not an upside down bowling ball.
So it is a little bit different. But I do sort of sympathize with Alvin a little bit there because, again, they're 19 to 29. They're 10 games under 500, but they got talent, you know, and they could theoretically. It's a long road to hoe, but they could make a run.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, you have to be sort of mindful of his minutes and the load you put on him. But also, too, we're talking about the Southwest Division, Luka Doncic in Dallas.
That's
always in, like, so when you think about the future of the NBA, like, a lot of it's parked right here.
Yeah.
A lot of it's parked with teams you're going to see four times a year, which on one hand is, like, tough because it's like you have to beat those teams, but at the same time, it's like it makes for compelling television and it makes for compelling games for the Memphis Grizzlies. You know, you're not going to have to, you know, you got to wait, you know, for the majority of LeBron's career, right? You got him one time a year in Memphis.
That's it.
You know,
yeah.
When you think about the future stars and the sort of next wave of those guys, and that's not all of them. You know, we haven't Trae Young's in the East still, but you know, a lot of these guys are right here in your division. You're going to see him four times a year. And I think that's a net positive for Grizzlies fans and for NBA fans here in Memphis. So anyway, Grizz Pelicans tonight. Ja's not an all-star. That's fine. He's going to be someday, very soon. And he's going to be an all-star quite a bit, five, six, seven, eight times. Who knows? The sky is truly the limit for him. All right, when we come back, Aki Collins is going to join us, former Memphis basketball assistant. The University of Memphis has a big game tomorrow against UConn. They changed their starting lineup against UCF, and they did get the win on the road. So we will talk to Aki about that. We'll talk to him about life on the bubble, what that's like, how that feels, how stressful it is as a coach. Lots to get to with Aki Collins. He's up next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Style on point. Check. Her favorite flowers on hand? Check. Perfect restaurant to start the night? Check. You're ready to make date night a great night at Interim Restaurant and Bar. Oh, the art of flame and flavor from their world-class open kitchen. Hey, look at the who's who of Memphis surrounding you. As you are seated and when the cocktail arrives, welcome to the show. Interim Restaurant and Bar. Lunch or dinner. Private dining for birthdays or any occasion. Book now for Valentine's Day. InterimRestaurant.com.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit, forhims.com/joy.
It is moving season, so make sure you call Black Tie Moving for all your moving needs. If you're thinking about relocating, whether it's home or office, cross town or cross country, no matter where you're going, just make sure you call the pros, my friends, at Black Tie Moving. 316-6196, 316-6196. My friends at Black Tie Moving, they've changed moving in the city of Memphis, because when you're moving, you're not just moving things, you're moving precious pieces of your life. And Black Tie understands that. They're licensed, bonded, and insured. Their movers are professionally trained. They're on time. These are the guys I used a few years ago when I moved, and it was the best decision I could have made. Why? Because they got there on time. They were efficient. Nothing got broken. Everything went where it needed to go. I did not think twice about it. I would use them 100 times out of 100. So do what I did and call Black Tie Moving, 316-6196. They're the elite team in moving. Go ahead and book your move now. It is going to start booking up fast because move-in season is always here. And Black Tie Moving can take the chore of moving your things out of your hands and make it that much easier for you. Black Tie Moving, changing moving in the city of Memphis. Call today.
It's that time of year when your tax refund is all you need to get that car or truck you want, or maybe a nice SUV. At Wholesale Unlimited on Pleasant View, you don't pay the retail price. It's just off Covington Pike, and all you pay is the wholesale price. So many SUVs and trucks to choose from, unlimited cars to choose from. That's why they call it Wholesale Unlimited, and they have layaway plans so you get the car today. You want a Cadillac Escalade, a Mustang GT? How about a Jeep Grand Cherokee or Toyota 4Runner? You want a loaded Tahoe, Ram truck, Camaro, or Mercedes? Go to the online inventory at wucars.com or just Google Wholesale Unlimited and find what you want. A little money goes a long way when you can buy cars and trucks at wholesale and use your tax refund to get the price even lower. Wholesale Unlimited has nice cars and trucks priced $7,000 to $8,000 and in-house financing. Go to Pleasant View just off Covington Pike today. Tell them you heard about Wholesale Unlimited from Sports 92.9 FM ESPN.
No.
Thank you later.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Score like I made the touchdown. Swerving in a Lambo, doors go up, not on the bus now. Used to want a G-Shock, now
it's Friday, which means Aki Collins is here, former University of Memphis basketball assistant coach, NBA scout. Lots to get to, Aki. What's going on, man? It's just you and me today, brother.
How you doing, brother, man? What happened? My man took a day off? What's up?
I think
you guys don't work in Memphis?
Well, no. You know, I think Jason, he's been really on this jog campaign. It's exhausting, man. He's been on this jog campaign. You know, he's a Grizz guy now, as you know. And I think I think it was a lot for him to handle, knowing that there was a possibility Ja couldn't or wouldn't make the All-Star game as a rookie. So I think he just needed a day to kind of get his thoughts together. So that's what's going on.
Yeah, I'd watch it. I checked the flights down to South Beach. He may be down to Miami.
He might. You're exactly right. All right, lots to get to, Aki. Let's start here with the Memphis basketball team. Another starting lineup change. This is the second starting lineup change that Penny Hardaway has made in the month of January. I mean, it seemed to work, right? I mean, Boogie Ellis has a season-high 34 minutes, and he scores in double figures in consecutive games for the first time since November to December. And then Lance Thomas has a career high out of nowhere game, 20 points. What did you think of that lineup? And I guess really putting Boogie back in was the key to it.
Well, honestly, like I said this a couple weeks ago, there must be some things going on in practice that they're seeing for the staff to keep Boogie in the starting lineup as long as they did. And, you know, he hit some shots against SMU. He banked in that 1 3-pointer. Maybe that's the catalyst to get him going. And obviously he played well against Central Florida, so maybe they found something there where he can be consistent and give them consistent performance every week, and they'll be ready to roll. The thing with Lance, you know, that's what good teams are about. You know, when the teams are struggling, it's that unlikely guy who steps up and keeps the winning going or gets you back on the right track. So that just shows you the depth of this team, and they're all still so young that, you know, you're going to have performances like this, but at the end of the day, it went in the right column. We could be sitting here right now talking about another loss. So as a coach, you know, you like it to be a little bit easier, like it to be a little bit prettier, but the fact that you were able to get the win, that speaks volumes, and they're not easy to come by.
You know, I feel like when you're looking at the rest of the season for Memphis and, like, who are the guys where there's still something to sort of be unlocked, right? I think you got to start with Boogie Ellis, and I think putting him back in the starting lineup was a huge sort of step forward in getting him back to being the guy they thought they were getting when he committed. In your coaching career, was there a dude like that where you knew there was something there, but for whatever reason, like, his confidence was just off, he was just kind of a miss? Like, was there a guy who in your career sort of remind you of that and you had to empower him, whether that was at Marquette or Memphis? Was there somebody like that in your career?
It seems like it's always a guy, you know, it's the reality of the situation. I mean, there's always somebody, and it may not be a starter, it may be a reserve who's giving you 4 points, but you know he's, you know, capable of giving you 8 and 6 rebounds. There's always a player on your team that, for whatever reason, has not tapped out on his potential or your expectations. So you always try to get that person going, because if you can, now your team is in a better position to have success. So, you know, yes, Boogie's had 2 good games. Hopefully he has another one tomorrow against UConn. And then you got to get DJ going a little bit, you know. Him, for him going scoreless, not that you need him to have 10 every night, but you need – the one thing as a coach that you want is consistency. You know, a guy may not be able to give you 10 every night, but if he gives you 6 every night, at least you can put that in the book. Like, all right, I'm going to get 6 from this guy. And then I'm going to get, you know, 10 from this guy, and I'm going to get 12 from this guy. When the players are going up and down, that's the hardest thing in the world to coach, because you never know who's going to be that guy. And so you're out there kind of playing, you're rolling the dice every night.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, Alex comes into the starting lineup, he goes out of the starting lineup, you know, whether it's Malcolm or it's Isaiah, now it's Lance. Like, you know, I don't want to use the term jerking around, but there's just been a – there's been a lot of shuffling going on, and I understand, like, I understand that James Wiseman was supposed to be, you know, he was the fulcrum of all of this. Like, he was the centerpiece, and I think everything was going to run through him. So, like, I am sympathetic to that, and I can understand how that could change sort of, you know, everything you do offensively. But at the same time, you know, Memphis never – like, I could make the argument, Aki, that Memphis never really had James. Like, he didn't play in the Bahamas. He didn't really practice that much. He only played in 3 games. And he's been basically away from the team since early November, yet here we are in January, and it still seems like there's some figuring out to be done. I guess I'm just going to ask, can it be detrimental, the shuffling and sort of the lack of conviction in a steady lineup and a steady road? Can it be detrimental to a team when all of that is happening?
It could be, and I was shaking my head when you said they never really had him, but I was going to harken back to the fact that he didn't play in the Bahamas, so they had gotten accustomed. Whether you know he's going to come back or not, you actually took the floor without him.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm going to play, you know, I'm putting my coaching hat on right now. You don't know what happened in that after the SMU loss. Penny could have came into the locker room and said, hey, next couple of days, whoever practices well, that's when I'm going to start.
Right.
You know, because we got blown out, and yeah, we just lost a home game. You know, it could be as simple as that. And for whatever reason, those 5 guys, Lance being part of that group, maybe those guys stepped up in practice, so that's what we roll with. All right? When you start losing, man, everything gets under the microscope.
Yeah.
All right? Everything is being reexamined, and sometimes guys who kind of been put on the back burner, they emerge, and sometimes guys who were in the starting lineup who kind of were grandfathered in, maybe, you know, they take a reserve spot. If you're not in that room, in that locker room, you don't really know 100% what's going on. But I can tell you that sometimes that does happen. More often than not, that does happen.
Yeah, we are, of course, talking to Aki Collins, former University of Memphis basketball coach, NBA scout. Was there ever a year, Aki? I'm sure there was. I don't really think there was in Memphis, because I think you guys made it easy. You were either firmly in the tournament or you were firmly out. Like, there was really no in between. Was there ever a year in your coaching career, maybe at Marquette, where you were, like, genuinely on the bubble, like, where every game was like, all right, we're in if we win still, but if we lose, we're out? Like, did you ever have a year like that when you were coaching in college?
Now, you know, my memory may be slipping a little bit, but I'm going to give you this. So in 2010 and 11, I think that's the year UConn ended up winning the championship. We both finished 9-9 in the Big East, but we won 3 games in overtime on the road, 3 consecutive overtime games on the road to get in the tournament. Like, if we lost any one of those games, we lost at Seton Hall, at St. John's, and I can't remember the other one. But we won 3 straight games on the road and ended up getting in the tournament and ended up making it to the Sweet 16. Right? Like, that, we weren't supposed to make it. Everybody was counting us out. You know, it was DEFCON 5 in the office. You know, Buzz is going crazy. Everybody's job's on the line. Like, yo, coach, we just went to the tournament the last 2 years. Went to the tournament last year when we picked 12th in the Big East. Like, stop it. We got a good group coming back. But, you know, we ended up doing it. And so I won't say Memphis is at that point now, but they're very close. And they may not want to hear it, and fans may not want to hear it, but in the latest, you know, mock NCAA tournament, I think Lenardi had it, they were one of the last 4 in.
Yep.
That's a dangerous place to be if you're Memphis.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
And now you're counting on everybody in those power conferences that's supposed to be in, getting in, You're expecting nobody from those power conferences to upset somebody and get in. You're expecting other teams from lower conferences not to, you know, play their way in like an at-large bid for from a one big league. You know, like a team that's going to win, like Gonzaga's going to win the WCC, but St. Mary's upsets them in the tournament or somebody like that upsets them in the tournament. So now they get two teams in. Being their last four in is a dangerous position for Memphis right now.
It's also that. So you have to be like, you have to be wary of bid stealers, but it's also like, you know, byproduct of the AAC, Aki being so, I mean, bad. Like, it's just not good. Like, Wichita State's out of the top 25, like Houston, like, it's just not as good as maybe it should be. Now you have to also root for the teams that you've beaten, like Tennessee, like NC State, who are just so marginal, right? Like, now you have to, like, actually waste energy watching them and hoping they win. So, like, you actually – and that's out of your control, which must be, like, the most frustrating part of it.
Yeah, that's the part that hurts you, Tennessee and NC State not being what they were anticipated to be. That's kind of hurting that strength of schedule. They can't really do anything about the conference. You knew what the conference was going to be. Actually, the conference is regarded in a better light now than when we were first getting in the conference that year when we had we probably in Conference USA still. I'm sorry. But, you know, we had to win every game and did and still we're under break of not making the tournament. We felt like that first team, if we wouldn't have won 18 in a row, we lost something in the conference, we weren't going to make it. Mm-hmm. I remember going to, I don't know, we went to overtime, a double overtime with Southern Miss in the championship game. And we're like, man, if we lose this game, what's going to happen? Now, this is a team that won 19 straight games in conference play. So it is what it is. They can't do anything about that. The only thing they can do, the only thing they can worry about is winning. Because guess what? If they win, and they win those games in the tournament, they ain't got to worry about it. Doesn't matter what's happening. You know, just got to make sure that at some point in time, and I think I kind of mentioned this last week, at some point in time, you got to start playing consistently good and win some games and don't worry about anything else.
Yep,
we can't change anything.
That's right. We are, of course, talking to Aki Collins, former University of Memphis assistant coach, NBA scout. I'm going to ask you to speculate a little bit here, Aki, but you know sort of the human psychology, especially in sports, because, you know, God knows the characters you coached here at Memphis. Do you think James Wiseman, wherever I guess he's in Miami, you know, now training, do you think he sees what's happening at Memphis, which is, I mean, they're struggling, right? Like, they're not playing well. Like, they're 15-5, but they've sputtered here recently. Like, do you think he sees what's happening and feels any guilt, or do you think he's just totally, like, moved on and he's prepared for, like I don't know. Like, you've had players transfer, and, like, for example, I think Austin Nichols looks back at his decision, and he at least transferred to another school, and you can make an argument whether that was the right decision or not. But I think Austin, like, feels some guilt about the way that went down. Do you think James will feel that, whether it's now or at some point in the future?
I mean, I think it's just human nature to think, man, if I was there, what would happen? I mean, I just think, I mean, he'd have to be a robot not to have some emotional tie. He was in a locker room. He was in the dorm with those guys. He, you know, helped recruit some of those guys. He was teammates with some of those guys before. So, obviously, there's a personal attachment there. I just think when all balls down, he'll weigh, you know, those emotional ties to what was important to him or what he felt he needed to do at that time. I will say this. There's a lot that went into his decision.
Yeah.
And I'm not speculating. It's not hyperbole. Like, I'm very aware of a lot of things that were on his mind, that played on his mind for him to make that decision. Okay. And so he did what he felt he needed to do at that point in time in his life. It's not popular. It's not something that was expected. But I think at that point in time, 18, 19 years old, with the things that were weighing on his mind, he made a decision that he felt he needed to do or to clear his mind to better prepare him for his future. And you can't, as much as it may hurt, you can't blame a kid for doing that because his ultimate goal was to play in the NBA. And so if he felt like this was the decision he needed to make to best put himself in a position to have success at that next level, then that's what he's going to do. And, you know, life will go on for everybody.
We've kind of had this conversation because, you know, that's obviously what we do. We have conversations every single day for 3 hours. And we have the topic of, like, James is going to get drafted, whether it's first, second, or third, or whatever. He's going to be a high draft pick, and eventually someday they're going to announce him, you know, in a starting lineup for somebody. Like, everybody has some place, right? Like whether it's, you know, from Marquette, you know, or from, you know, wherever. Like, what do you think James is going to have? Like, what is he going to – is he going to say he's from East High School? Is he going to say he's from Memphis? Is he going to say he's from Nashville, Tennessee? Like, what do you – what if you had to say today, what would you guess?
I mean, I guess you say Memphis because he played three games for the University of Memphis. Now, that'll be interesting. I would be shocked just on the personal without knowing the kid at all. Like, for him to say anything else. I mean, he spent the last 2 years in high school here.
Yeah.
Played at the university for a couple games. You know, I don't think he would change that, but I you don't know. I mean, that's something to watch, I guess, but I wouldn't pay a lot of attention to it because I don't think it really, at the end of the day, really matters.
Exactly.
But
it doesn't.
It could answer some questions.
Yeah. No, you're right.
You know, and it could answer some questions. Like, would he, if he goes the route I think he will, then, you know, it is what I just said. But if he goes another route, then, you know, you could say, well, maybe he never really was invested in him, just a stepping stone, and the first opportunity he had to get off the boat, he did. So.
Yeah. Why would Cole Anthony come back to North Carolina? Like, just objectively, like, I mean, what would be the incentive for him to? I mean, that they're horrible. I mean, and I don't even think, well, even if he comes back, it feels like that too much damage has been done to their resume to make the NCAA tournament. Why would Cole Anthony just not do what James did at this point and go fully focus on preparing for the draft?
Well, what you said is true, but then the flip side is, if he comes back and they become better, you know, their record improves, they win some games, they're a better team, it could improve what people think about him as a leader. It could improve, you know, how NBAs view him in different capacities. He may not want to be on a team, you know, because his name is associated with the team now. So 10, 20 years from now in Carolina history, he doesn't want to be on a, you know, part of – he doesn't want to be the team photo where the record is 10 and whatever. You know, maybe that plays a role in it. Like, I went to Carolina to be part of the family and, you know, uphold the tradition. I want to do my part. Yes, I missed all these games, but when I was there, this is what we did. You know, from a personal standpoint, that may be what drives him. But from a professional standpoint or economic standpoint, he may say, hey, you know what, I've done enough. Let me not risk any more injury and let me just prepare for the NBA. So that's another interesting one. And each kid is different. You know, each kid is different. I mean, Anthony Edwards, you know, will probably be a type of kid like, I'm going to play. You know, just I know him a little bit more than I know the other kids. So. Mm-hmm. My guess would be if he was in that same situation, God forbid he could get to that situation. But, you know, I think he would be a kid that would play it out because that's just how he's wired.
Aki, when you watch Zion Williamson, do you find yourself thinking, man, if I just had a little bit more time with Dominic Woodson? Like do you just find yourself thinking if you'd have just had a little bit more time to coach Dom Woodson that maybe he could have been Zion?
No, he would have never been Zion. I mean, the athleticism. But, you know, you do look at situations like that, like, man, if, you know, a lot of things were different and he was able to stick it out, what he could have brought to that team. I mean, it's a 6'10 kid with a big body and soft touch. You know, if he worked at it and if he, you know, could kind of fit in and things didn't get hectic, it'll tell him what he could have been because he was born with gifts that guys just – there are a lot of 6'10 mobile guys at 250 walking around. I mean, I don't see a lot of them walking around. So he had the physical potential to do it. For whatever reason, it just didn't work out. And, you know, that's something that, you know, we had to take responsibility for, but also Don has to take responsibility for it.
No doubt. And then last thing, did you see your man Jay Crowder? He was in the middle of the other night in Madison Square Garden. I mean,
you know,
Marcus Morris said he had female tendencies.
He just made me look bad because just last week I'm talking about, you know, give up the game's over, play it out. And then Jay does that. But now, Jay's defense, I would have stole the ball for the Knicks. You know what I mean? You know, there's 55 seconds left. They just halfway casually inbound the ball. Hey,
yeah.
I'm going to get it.
Right.
Where I think it got a little hairy,
yeah.
You know, whatever.
He took the shot.
Three.
Yeah, 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 yeah. He took the shot.
But I will say this. I will say this. I'll walk down the alley with Jay Crowder any night. It won't be scared.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't coach any female tendencies, Ock, right?
Listen, man, we all know what Marks wanted to say,
right?
I don't know I'm not sure if they were on that same Celtic team together. You know, sometimes there's some personal stuff that may have transpired prior to that moment. I didn't see the game, but I heard there was a lot of chippiness going on between the two of them during the game.
Yeah, there's some history, for sure.
I think a lot of people have said the same thing. I know a lot of people have been upset with Jay for taking a step back three, and, that's fine. You don't want him to do that? Win the game and inbound the ball the right way.
Yeah, no, that's right.
The Knicks were going to go down and try to score. It wasn't like the Knicks had said, okay, we're waving the white flag. They were going to go down and try to score. It wasn't like it was the last possession. They casually inbound the ball like they didn't care. Well, why are you inbounding the ball? Because you can't stop them. Okay, and this has been going on. I mean, Ja is like a plus 42 in that game. That's ridiculous. It's a rookie, plus 42. So it's incumbent on both sides to play the right way. Okay, now, like I said, I would have stolen the ball also. Now, after that, it's up for interpretation. But I will say this, because he's my guy, I would walk down the alley with that dude any night of the week and not be afraid. So you take that for what you want to take it.
The Knicks are a disgrace. I would rather coach Southwest Community College than the New York Knicks. If I had to pick, I'd rather just stay here in Memphis and coach the Salukis than be a part of that disgraceful franchise. I mean, they really are. I mean, they don't even have hot water for the opposing locker room, and they sit here and they wonder why they can't get Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving.
I think that may have been done intentionally, but here's the thing. I think. And this other thing I look at, they missed out on those guys. So that roster is not – when they sat here this time last year, they didn't envision that roster being the way it is. And that's not saying anything personally about those guys, but I mean, look at the free agents they signed. They sound like four power forwards. But that was all the reaction to not getting the guys that they anticipated getting. And that's the big thing in the NBA. Like, you have some organizations that really, really understand how to adjust on the fly and make, things happen out of things that look like it's going to be dismal. I mean, look at the Thunder.
Yep.
I mean, nobody thought when Paul George left, nobody thought the Thunder would be in a position they're in right now. But, you got Sam Presti, who's a brilliant GM, and they put the piece together. And Chris Paul's been a leader, and now they're sixth or seventh in the West.
Yep, you're exactly right. Hey, Ock, man, enjoy the Super Bowl this weekend, man. Appreciate the time.
I will, and make sure he doesn't have a tan when he gets back.
You got it, man. I'll be on it. Hey, appreciate right, it, man. Thank you.
Take care. Have a good one.
Yep. He is Ockie Collins, joins us every single Friday here on the show. Coach Jay Crowder at Marquette. That's the connect. He coached Jimmy Butler.
Yep.
He coached Jay Crowder and Darius Jonathan Odom at Marquette.
I will say, I'm with him on Jay Crowder. Like, if I were going down a dark alley, like,
for sure, bro.
Jay Crowder is not to be messed with. I actually think between him and Morris, I would take Jay Crowder.
Again, Jay Crowder is a tough dude, man. Like when you play at Marquette and you go the JUCO route. I mean, I just know how.
Yeah.
I know how Buzz and that staff like get after you.
Yes.
Like you're not coming out of that program soft. Like you're just not. You know what I mean? So
I forgot he was at Marquette before he came to Memphis. He was an assistant on Marquette's staff with Buzz Williams.
That's right. But if I recall correctly, Buzz was pretty miffed that Aki left.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a pretty big deal.
I would think so. I probably wanted to keep them.
No doubt. So. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis is number one sports brand with the power of ESPN, the Grizzlies, the SEC, the NFL, Memphis Hoops and Football Talk, the Golic and Wingo Morning Show, the number one sports morning show in Memphis. Nobody else has the Jeff Calkins Show. Nobody else has the Jason and John Show. Nobody else has Giannotto and Jeffrey. Nobody else has the Gary Parish Show. Nobody but us. America's number one sports station resides in Memphis in 2020. 92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
20 ribeyes for $30 at three locations in Memphis right now. For a limited time, hurry now. 20 ribeyes for $30. EBT, credit cards, debit cards, all payments accepted. Last chance to compare five-star steaks to Omaha Steak Box steak deals and save on the ribeyes. 20 ribeyes for $30. Look for the big tent in the parking lot of Wolf Chase Mall, the South Haven Town Center, and Oak Court Mall right now. Also on the big truck, crazy deals on premium steaks, pork, seafood, and gourmet chicken breasts. Everything must go. It's a truckload meat mania sale. Look for the big tent and truck in the parking lot of Wolf Chase Mall at the Highway 64 entrance and at the South Haven Town Center in front of JCPenney's across from Fox and Hounds. And also look for the big tent in the parking lot of Oak Court Mall directly in front of the food court on Poplar Street. Crazy deals on Kansas City strips, New York strips, fillets, bacon wrap fillets, mega ribeyes, and get 20 ribeyes for $30. Three locations in Memphis, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. in the parking lot of Wolf Chase Mall, the South Haven Town Center, and Oak Court Mall.
I have a word of advice for y'all. Get yourself to Oak Hall and do it now today because right now men's and women's fall and winter merchandise is 70% off. Listen, I always look forward to the semi-annual sale, but this is the sale at its best. 70% off. That's 70. I may well see you there because you're not just getting a great deal. You're getting a great deal on the best clothing in the world. I went to a Tigers game the other day wearing a new sport coat from Oak Hall. No fewer than 7 people commented on it. And if that many people said something, how many other people noticed? It just feels good to look that good. And here's the thing. I only bought that particular jacket because someone at Oak Hall suggested it to me, meaning they knew their clothing, yes, but they knew me and what I needed too. That's what you get from Oak Hall. That's why it's been making Memphians look spectacular since 1859. So go there right now while men's and women's fall and winter merchandise is 70% off.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Welcome back to Sports View. Next time. Topic. Is it really all about power? Makes me think of Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Gives you the power to find options based on your budget. Let's go to Chuck for an irrelevant analogy.
Man, back in the day, people didn't ask how many oranges are in the crate. They just took the oranges. They didn't say, are there 6, 7, 12, 15, whatever. It was just oranges. You get me?
We get you, Chuck. In a word, oranges.
Give it to us straight with the Progressive Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Workplace injury, dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
So people out there might think that when an investor says they want to buy your home for cash, that the offer is not going to be a good one. They're worried about it. They're worried they're going to get lowballed. Well, that is not the case with the investors that the Live Love Memphis team is working with. So you might be thinking about listing your home, and you may want $180,000 for it. Well, chances are your offer from the investor that the Live Love Memphis team is working with would most likely be in the $175,000 range, and that's all without the hassle of having to get it ready to go on the market, the expense of needed repairs, appraisal, closing cost assistance, and more. So you could actually be making more from your home with the investor offer. If you're thinking about selling your home that's not yet on the market in Shelby County and in DeSoto, Live Love Memphis would love to hear from you. All you got to do, send your address in an email to investor@livelovememphis.com. The great folks over at Live Love, they're going to do a free analysis. There's no obligation to sell. You're never going to be hassled to sell. They're simply going to tell you what the investor will pay, and then it's up to you. Your call falls in your court from there. So see how much cash you could get for your home today by emailing your home address to investor@livelovememphis.com. That's investor@livelovememphis.com. When we started the show, the news came down that 3 Memphis Grizzlies are going to be in the Rising Stars Challenge. No surprise. No real drama there, I don't believe. Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr., and Brandon Clark, who, you know, obviously was considered the steal of the draft when the Grizzlies moved up to draft him. So that's exciting. You get a chance to, you know, tune in on All-Star Weekend. And I mean, what's that, like 30% of the damn game is Memphis Grizzlies, something like that?
I actually enjoy that. I really wanted Ja to make the All-Star team. I realize the coaches just ain't going to vote him in. That's the bottom line. I mean, this guy could have done even more. I don't think he would have had a shot at getting in.
Well, no, I mean, to your point, I mean, he's doing about as much as you can do.
There's not much more you could do if you're Ja Morant to get into the All-Star game.
Ja Morant. I mean, we're like this isn't even – that's why I'm not even – I'm not outraged
today. This is all we
could
have hoped for.
I'm not outraged today because this is not about what – this is not about whether Ja Morant deserved to be in the All-Star game. Because
right,
he 100% deserves – Russell Westbrook is – his Russell Westbrook's team is better when he is not playing.
Right.
Okay? Ja Morant is on pace right now to join Magic Johnson, Isaiah Thomas, and Trae Young as the only 20-year-old rookies to average at least 17 points and 7 assists.
Yeah, like, what are we talking about?
So it's really not a conversation of whether Ja Morant deserved to be in the All-Star game. And in fact, that's why we're not spending much time on it, because this is not about that. This is just about coaches who, you know, listen, they're stubborn and they vote the way they vote. That's who determines this stuff. They don't put rookies in the game.
No.
They just don't. I mean, they put, you know, vets in the game. They put guys who have, quote, unquote, earned it in the game.
You know, tonight's game, the Pelicans-Grizzlies game, has five guys that are going to be in this Rising Stars game. Because not only do you have – so Ja Morant is in it, obviously. Brandon Clark and Jaren Jackson Jr. You have Zion Williamson. So there's four. And the other player that the Pelicans have, this other kid, Nickeil Alexander-Walker from Canada.
Yeah.
Like, he's a terrific player. I mean, you're exactly right. Like, the Southwest division between Doncic, who's also –
It's insane.
He's in the All-Star game, by the way.
It's a good thing. Well, he deserves
to
be in
the – and Trae Young made the All-Star game, too.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. But
That Southwest is stacked.
Oh, it's great. Like, it's great to be.
It is great.
I mean, it's, you know, it's not just great to be a Grizzlies fan because your team is awesome. It's great because you have, like, other good teams in your division that, you know, you're going to, like, as a basketball fan, you know, that's what I want. Great series. I want great rivalries to develop. And I think that's certainly and that's possible, right?
Yeah.
That's possible with what is in the Southwest Division right now. So there is a piece up at ESPN.com from Tim McMahon on Ja Morant. And, you know, it is incredible. Like, one of the things that I'm always impressed with about Ja and impressed by is just his maturity. Like, he does not get fazed by anything. Mm-hmm. Like, he is just the same dude if he's scoring 35 or 40 as he is if he's scoring 5.
Exactly.
Like, there's no real difference, you know, and I think that's a big part of why he has grasped everything so quickly in the NBA is because, like, he just doesn't get fazed. Like, he's just going to play his game at his speed.
I also get the impression he loves Memphis so far. Like, this has gone spectacularly, I think, from a loving the market perspective. He actually just, not to get too inside baseball, but Connor just texted me. Ja Morant, like, liked the tweet that the station put up about him being announced to the Rising Stars Challenge.
Right.
Like, the guy is super plugged in, and yet he's super humble, and he's always complimentary. He's complimenting Zion for getting back on the court, you know. He just seems sort of like a workable dude.
No, he is. He absolutely is, and he does seem like the kind of guy who, you know, I'm not trying to, like...
No, and I haven't spent around... You spent a little bit of time with him during the preseason in the interviews and stuff.
I would love for him to, you know, be in Memphis for 20 years. Like, I hope that's the case. And I think in terms of a makeup of a guy, you know...
Right.
He doesn't scream to me, I got to go to L.A., I got to go to New York.
Right.
Like, nobody wants to go to New York.
Cold water helps, you know, like not having water pressure in your New York shower.
We have some of the best water in Memphis.
We have great water. It is the best water.
It's so tasty.
Yeah.
And we have hot water and cold water.
Yeah.
We have, we have shower nozzles where you can adjust the pressure. You know, you want a mist, we can do that.
We do mist.
You want a steady stream.
Sure.
We got that covered as well in the Grizzlies locker room. So, three Memphis Grizzlies in the Rising Stars Challenge. No Ja Morant in the dunk contest. I'm still a little salty about that. Yeah. I'll always be salty about that. I did see Aaron Gordon's going to play in it. So that, you know, listen, I mean, that was a fun dunk contest when he was in it. You know what I mean? He's a good dunker. Like, again, am I going to tune in for Aaron Gordon? I have my doubts, but he'll probably do something amazing.
This Rising Stars Challenge, I'm more excited about than the All-Star game because you've got three Grizzlies.
Well, you
got
three
it.
Grizzlies, of course.
You have Nickeil Alexander-Walker and Zion Williamson. You have DeAndre Ayton. You have R.J. Barrett, who's hurt. Oklahoma City sending Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Yeah.
You have Hachimura from Gonzaga, who's playing over for the Wizards.
Yep.
Wagner or whatever.
Mo Wagner, yep.
Pistons are sending that dude from the Ukraine that they've got, and then Okogie's coming. I mean, there's like a lot of really Tyler Hero. I actually like Tyler Hero and Kendrick Nunn too.
He got some good dudes there. They got some good ones.
I'm more excited about the Rising Stars Challenge than I am the All Star Game.
Yeah, it's gonna be should be a fun weekend, no doubt about it. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come in the rundown. Tom Brady posted a picture. Don't know if you saw that, but it sent everybody into a frenzy. Also, the Memphis Tigers have a big home game tomorrow against UConn. We'll get into all that and more on the other side. Jason and John, 92 on the FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN. The teams. Tigers. Grizzlies. SEC. NFL. The stories. Game day.
The thrill is here.
Penny.
We're not intimidated and we're not afraid to play anybody. That offends people and it's crazy.
The shows. The Jeff Calkins Show.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy.
Jason and John.
Well, hello there.
Giannotto and Jeffrey.
You just made the list.
The Gary Parrish Show.
Be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
The city.
Operator, get me Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis. The station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Memphis's number one sports place.
Ride with the country's number one auto insurer, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle, with a big shout out to my awesome team now licensed in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Call or text 901-767-7744. We're still all better looking than a lizard.
Howie, Robert Irwin Jewelers is the number one engagement ring store. Why is that?
We know what needs to happen. Two things. Number one, she wants to show off the ring after she gets it to her family and friends, and she wants them to ooh and ah over it, and they will. The second thing that needs to happen is he needs to be able to get down on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.